Welcome to the Manifestation Babe podcast. My name is Catherine Zinkina, and I'm a master mindset coach and success strategist for entrepreneurial babes just like you. I absolutely love helping you uplevel your life, your business, your finances, and helping you see the infinite potential within yourself to be, do, and have anything that you want. It is my duty and obsession to give you the tools, the resources, strategies, and teachings you need to manifest the reality of your wildest dreams. Think of this podcast as your daily dose of personal development to maximize your impact, your influence, and your income. If you're ready to get your ass kicked to the next level, then you've come to the right place. I hope you enjoy today's episode. Now let's begin. I can't believe it's been almost 2 years since I've last hosted a live training. Well, consider this a manifestation because for the first time in almost 2 years, I'm hosting a live 3-day money manifestation training called Cashflow. And the best part, it's absolutely free to join. We're going to be talking all about raising your financial set point, taking your power back when it comes to money so that it no longer has its hold on you, having money respond to you as the sovereign queen of money, not the other way around, becoming wealthy without frying your nervous system, the exact steps to accessing financial abundance for life, and so much more. You can sign up for this free training at manifestationbabe.com/cashflow. Again, that's manifestationbabe.com/cashflow. We start May 15th, and I can't wait to see you there. Hey, gorgeous souls. It is Catherine from manifestationbabe.com, and I am here hanging out with you guys from Costa Rica. And I really wanted to come on. First of all, I am fresh from boogie boarding, and I just took a shower, and in the process of getting ready for dinner, and I wanted to hop on today and talk a little bit more about one of the biggest hot topics in the personal development world, and also the biggest question that I get. If there is a question that I get more often than this one, there is no other question. It is always, Catherine, how do I find my life purpose? Catherine, what is my life purpose? Catherine, how do you know you're living your life purpose? And I know that there are so many different opinions and so many different thoughts about this topic, but I really wanted to hop on because I believe I have a different opinion on the word life purpose. And I think that over time, I've developed a meaning behind life purpose that gives me so much clarity, so much peace, and just so much happiness and fulfillment. Are you guys ready for me to share it with you? Okay, so here's a problem that I see in the world of personal development and people in general who are trying to improve themselves and build a better life and find their purpose, right? When you find your purpose, you feel like you have a purpose, right? That's the point. You feel like you have a place on this planet. You feel like you are doing meaningful work. You feel like you have a reason to be alive, and you just feel so damn good. The problem that I'm finding, you guys, is that a lot of us tie our life purpose to our work and what we do. For instance, we find a job or a business or some type of creative work that makes us happy and fulfills us, and we feel like we're changing lives, and we feel empowered, and we feel uplifted, and we feel so freaking good that when we're doing this work, it doesn't even feel like work at all. And so therefore, we feel like we're living our life purpose, right? And that is a beautiful thing. The problem is that when you tie your life purpose to your work or what you do or your job or your business, what happens when one day something changes and your desires evolve? You want to do something else. You want to start a new business. You want to be a serial entrepreneur. You want to change careers. You want to change paths. All of a sudden, what you've been doing is no longer fulfilling to you. What does that mean? Or for instance, you get fired, right? You're working your dream job and you feel so freaking fulfilled and so unbelievably passionate about your job. And one day your boss says, sorry, you're fired. What happens to the meaning of life
if you tied so much of that feeling of life purpose to your job and you just get fired? Or for instance, you are running a business and one day you wake up and you just feel so uninspired by your business. You no longer want to do what you want to do. You want to start something new. The problem I'm seeing with a lot of entrepreneurs and just people in general is that they've tied the meaning of their life so much to this one thing, to their job, to their work, that they feel stuck. They feel like they want to evolve to the next thing. They feel like they want to start something new, or they no longer have passion for instance, for me, I no longer had passion for health and fitness coaching. I wanted to do mindset coaching. If I tied so much meaning behind my life purpose being to help women get six-pack abs and be fit and healthy and worry about what they eat all day long, and I decided to switch to manifestation, babe, if I tied my life purpose so much to my Beachbody coaching, for instance, I would feel lost. I would feel so confused. I would feel stuck. I would feel like I would have to force myself to keep going in that business and never make that turning point into manifestation, babe. Never evolve into mindset coaching and manifestation coaching. And so do you guys see that problem? Do you see that that problem exists? And so what I discovered over the last couple years is how many times in my life I felt like I've been living my life purpose. I felt like I was living my life purpose when I was studying to become a doctor. When I was in biology, getting my bachelor's of science in biology, with doing all my pre-med prerequisites and getting ready to apply to medical school, I felt like I was living my life purpose at that time in my life. At that time in my life, I felt happy. I felt fulfilled. I felt excited. I felt like one day I'm going to help so many people in the medical field. I felt like I'd be an amazing surgeon. I would do these miraculous surgeries and find a cure to cancer and do all these amazing things. And so at that point in my life, I felt like I was living my life purpose. Then fast forward to Beachbody. In my Beachbody days, guys, I truly felt like I was living my life purpose once again, right? I was doing something else, but I felt like once again, I was living my life purpose. Here's the trend. I was feeling happy. I was feeling fulfilled. I felt like I loved the version of myself who I was becoming. I felt like I was making a difference in the world. I felt like I was contributing. I felt like I was giving. I felt like I made so many connections. I felt like I made these incredible relationships, and life was just freaking good. And then one day I decided that that was not meant for me anymore. And so I became a coach, and I became a mindset coach, and I started branching out into strictly personal development and helping people evolve themselves and helping them become the better versions of themselves and helping them remove the limiting beliefs that are helping them, that are holding them back, and helping them manifest the business, the life, the relationships, everything of their wildest dreams. And right now, guys, once again, I feel like I'm living my life purpose. So what the hell is going on here, right? What I realized is that your life purpose is less about what you're doing and more about who you're being. It does not matter what you do. If you are proud of who you are, if you're becoming the best version of yourself, if you are happy, if you're joyful, if you're fulfilled, if you're feeling passion, if you're feeling on top of the world, you're feeling good, you're feeling high vibe, you're contributing, you're giving, you're serving, you are making a contribution to the planet, then you're living your life purpose. It doesn't matter what you are doing. You could be sweeping the trash. You could be working one-on-one with a client. You can be writing a book. You can be doing your laundry. You can be a mom, right? You could quit your job and become a stay-at-home mom. If that's what thrills you and excites you and makes you feel good and makes you feel so fulfilled and so inspired by life, then you are living your life purpose. In the end, it doesn't matter. Here's the thing. Knowing that, I have so much peace in my life because it doesn't matter what changes. I don't give one fuck about an algorithm. I don't care about which social media platform is doing what. I don't care who the president of the country is. I don't care what the economy is like. I know that I'm responsible for my own life and that my life purpose is about who I'm being. I can be doing anything. And if I can be doing anything, then that relieves so much pressure off of me. It's all about following where I'm called, following what excites me, following what I'm passionate about. How much pressure does that take off of you? And I think about, like, manifestation, babe, is 1,000% my purpose. And I, not in a million years, can imagine doing anything else. This, I feel like I could be 90 years old right now and I can be live streaming, podcasting, Facebook living, doesn't matter. I feel like I'd be talking to you guys even if I'm 90 years old and I've been doing this for the last, like, 7 decades. I feel like really strongly that this is what I'm meant to be doing. At the same time, I feel peace that if I choose to evolve past this, if I choose to start another business, if I choose to start a whole revolution or empire, or decide that, you know what, when I start having kids, I just want to be a stay-at-home mom. I don't want to worry about anything but raising my kids and have Brennan start his own business and take off, you know, another business and support us instead. Whereas in the beginning, I was more supporting him and if that's what makes me happy, I know that my life purpose is about who I'm being. If who I'm being is someone that I'm proud of and I'm a great mother and I'm a great wife and I'm taking care of family and I'm contributing, then I'm still living my life purpose. And so I urge you guys to ask yourself, you know, like, if you are so tied, if you've tied your life purpose to your work or what you're doing, why? Like, why do you feel like that's the only thing that you're on this planet for? I want to remind you that you're totally and completely allowed to evolve, allowed to do many things. You're allowed to have many passions. A lot of people, I see people stress themselves out about being multi-passionate. Guys, I am multi-passionate. I have so many passions. I want to do so many things. My mind goes in a million directions every single day. And every single day, I'm challenged to be like, focus, focus, Catherine, focus, focus on one thing, focus on one thing. But I don't put that much pressure on myself. Like, I don't kill myself over it. It's okay to be multi-passionate because I know that I'm a human being and I am more than just a coach. I am more than just a business owner. I am more than just a content creator. I'm more than just an author. I'm a human being and my life purpose is to contribute and to give to this planet and humanity in more than one way. There are more than one way that I can do it, and my life purpose is about who I'm becoming and who I'm being. And if I'm proud of who I am, then I'm living my life purpose. Let me know if this helped you guys, because I feel like this was completely revolutionary in my life, and it helped relieve so much pressure off of myself, and it just helped me so much. Now, I don't know if it helped you too. So let me know if you understand what I'm saying, if it's helped you, if, you know, tell me what you think life purpose is. You know, we all have different opinions. We all have different thoughts. And depending on what resonates with you is the truth to you. We all live different truths. And so I want to hear what your truth is. If you're listening to this on your podcast device, screenshot me right now, tag me, and let me know what you thought of this episode. And if you are watching me on Instagram or Facebook Live, then let me know in the comments. Let me know your thoughts. Let me know if this resonated with you, and let me know what you think of my viewpoint of life purpose. Okay? I love you guys so freaking much. It's about sunset right now, so I'm gonna go and have some yummy dinner, and I hope that you guys are having an incredible Tuesday. Those of you who are doing the 5-day Rich Babe Challenge, I hope you're enjoying that. We're on day 2. Exciting stuff. Today is all about that pyramid that I talk about and the 5 levels of change. So hopefully you've tapped right into that identity of I am wealthy, I am fulfilled, I am successful, I am amazing. All your I ams, make them gorgeous, because you know now how that impacts all the change in your life, especially financially, right? Financially, physically, emotionally, mentally, all areas of your life. So enjoy that. And I am so freaking excited to open up the Rich Babe Academy this Friday. The next round opens up. So super excited to bring that to you guys and allow you an opportunity to dive even deeper and know that, oh my God, all of a sudden, it doesn't matter, you know, what I'm doing. I can be whoever I want to be, and I can also be wildly, wildly wealthy. While I'm proud of the version of who I'm becoming, and it doesn't matter what I'm actually doing, the money's gonna flow anyway. That's a whole nother level of empowerment that I can't wait to share with you in the Rich Babe Academy. So I will be putting up the link very, very soon for you guys to get in there. But in the meantime, enjoy the challenge, enjoy your Tuesday, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Mwah. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today's episode. If you absolutely loved what you heard today, be sure to share it with me by leaving a review on iTunes so that I can keep the good stuff coming. If you aren't already following me on social media, come soak up some extra inspiration on Instagram by searching at Manifestation Babe or visiting my website at manifestationbabe.com. I love and adore you so much and cannot wait to connect with you in the next episode. In the meantime, go out there and manifest some magic.